Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
This is AR Base. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let us go!
Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's the Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sego at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
At Javina Distributing, we got your covering for your winter and summer needs. One size fits all. To order yours today, please message them on Facebook at Javina Distributing or call 616-929-2991 or 517-489-6923. Or you can order from the website www.allsportsheadgear.com and type in promo code SIRON2020 to receive 20% off your purchase. Let's get it. Let's go.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio, the station for inspiration. You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
How y'all doing on tonight? Hey, you already know it. Hey, it's your brother, your cousin, your nephew, Pastor Byron Sago, Light of Hope Fellowship Ministries, Real Talk. And I want to welcome you all with us on today. We have a dynamic show for you all on tonight. All my listeners, we have a dynamic show. So, look, hey, if you're on with us right now, hey, shout out where you're from. Send me a quick note, shout out where you're from. So we can definitely show you some love while we're on here on tonight. So, hey, I already have to start off with, you know, first of all, thank you, God. Hey, thank you, God, for another day. Hey, we glorify God in all that we do and everything that we say. We try our best to give God glory. So I want to shout out TPV Radio Network for all they do, all the TPV Radio family. We appreciate you. We love you. Hey, I want to shout out my wife, Lady Latanya Sago. Big ups to her. Hey, my kids, everybody that's riding with Light Home Fellowship Ministries, everybody that's riding with Blessings on the Block Community Outreach. I want to shout out everybody, that continues to support us no matter what. So big shout out to everybody. I salute you. And you already know how we get down here at TPV Radio Network and Real Talk. We don't talk politics. You hear me? We don't talk politics, but we will tell you. We will give you those things and let you understand those most important things that you need to know, that you need to be made aware of. So, hey, real quick, I got somebody here from New York. Hey, shout you out. Hey, Bobby, hey, I see you, New York, repping all the way from New York. We appreciate you for joining with us and ride with us on tonight. So again, we don't talk politics, and so you won't hear us talk politics. But real quick, I want to tell y'all something. I just want to bring something to attention. So we know that the holiday season is coming up, right? We know Christmas is right around the corner, and we know during the Thanksgiving season, people were told, hey, be smart, don't travel, all right? So, same thing's gonna happen this year, y'all. They're gonna tell you don't travel because this thing that we're dealing with is real. So the choice is yours, all right? But I tell you to listen to those that understand what's going on. Listen to the experts. Listen to the subject matter experts, the SMEs. If they tell you don't travel, it's not a good idea that you travel, then don't travel. All right? But again, the choice is yours. But I just want to put that out there and let everybody know, hey, be smart during this Christmas season. If you don't have to travel, there's no necessary for you to travel. Hey, stay at home. Enjoy Christmas with your local family. Call your people wherever they at. Zoom them, text them, Facebook Live them, whatever you have to do. But be smart and listen to what the experts have told us to do. So, hey, enough of that. We're going to get into the show on tonight. We have a dynamic show for you on tonight. We have one returning guest, and we have a new guest who I've been trying to get on this show for a long time, but she's been telling me no, no, no. I think she just been saying no, I don't like you. She didn't tell me that, but I'm thinking that's what she was saying. But no, just kidding. But we have two dynamic young ladies, young women on tonight. We have Ms. Deidre Neely, and we have returning guest Shanisha Hickson. They are co-founders of Citizens and Communities Creating Change, but you can call them C4, better known as Explosive, better known as two parts of something that's explosive. So, ladies and gentlemen, show some love for Ms. Deidre Neely and Ms. Shanisha Hickson. What's going on, y'all?
Good evening. How's it going, Pastor Sago?
Hey, what's going on, Ms. Deidre? It is good to finally have you on Real Talk. Ms. Shanisha, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening.
Hey, well, welcome back to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's so good to have y'all on, and you know, finally be able to get you both on at one time as co-founders of C4 to talk about this organization and talk about the essence of it and how important it is for people to understand what you guys are doing as a nonprofit organization. So Deidre, this is your first time. We will start with you. So tell listeners about yourself.
Hey, so yes, it is my first time, and thank you so much for inviting us. And I think I've been wanting to get on this show longer than what you think.
Okay.
But God has a time and place for everything. So just a little bit about myself. I'm just a country girl from the backwoods of Texas, a little town called Anona, Texas, in the community of Clarksville. And come from humble beginnings and went off to join the military, spent 20 years in the Army, and now just a retired veteran. I live in the suburbs of Dallas in a little town called Talty, Texas, and just a person that has a passion and a fire for helping people, doing a lot of work in the community. And I'm just excited to be here on this evening to share with you and your audience just what God has just deposited in us in order to be able to give back to our community. And so that's really the gist of who I am.
Amen. Good, good, good. So, hey, Ms. Janisha, you returning again. So, hey, refresh the listeners about who you are.
Good evening. So, yes, once again, my name is Shanisha. I am from Augusta, Georgia. I've been here in Texas, Killeen, for the past 10 years. I am a very passionate woman, such as Deidre, when it comes to the community. I'm a motivational speaker. I am a spoken word artist. I'm a worship leader in the dance. Yeah, so that's about it for me.
Yeah, well, again, you know, we already had you on, so you just kind of refreshing everybody's memories about who you are. So let's talk about C4. So being a military person myself, you know, first thing when I hear C4, I'm thinking explosives. I'm thinking something that's going to do some damage. I'm thinking something that's going to tear some things up. So how did y'all come up with I understand the acronym C4. But how did y'all come up with the citizens in the community screen change? How did y'all come out with that name?
That's a great question. That's an amazing question. So I would just tell you it was from collaborating. When you look at the name Citizens and Communities Creating Change, we believe that we are change agents. Looking at those C's is what our organization is about. And we believe in order to make a difference in any community, it requires the people who are part of that community to come together and change whatever it is that you want to see better, whatever you want to see improved. It's a collaborative effort between the people and the community coming and working together. So that's how we really come down. What it boils down to. Shanisha, you have something to add? Go ahead.
I totally agree, and I can say that the DBA, the assumed name C4, of course, that comes from the CEO of community citizens and communities creating change, Ms. Deidre Neely, her prior military experience. And she was just like, Shanisha, let's just use C4. And I was like, I love it. And she was like, it's explosive and it's dynamic. And that's what we're going to do when we go in these communities. We're going to create a dynamic change. And as she was, you know, just sharing her vision with me, I could see it. And I was like, let's do it. So, yeah, that's how C4 was born.
Yeah, so when I know when the first time that we talked and you told me about C4, I'm like, C4? I'm thinking C4, I'm thinking about, okay, y'all get ready to tear some stuff up. So C4, it goes back to me, like Deidre, I'm thinking about something explosive. So, but that's good, though, because I truly believe what you guys are doing is really explosive, and it has a lot of power. It has a lot of power. So, Deidre, one thing you said, and Shanisha, I want you to start off with this. So, Deidre, you brought out, well, you kind of led into my next question. So, you talked about citizens coming together, communities coming together, and organizations coming together. So, Shanisha, do you think that there is more power when these organizations come together. And I understand that every organization has their different purpose and it has their different missions. I got that. But what happens when, regardless of what your mission might be or what your purpose might be, but there's something that another organization can help another organization with, how important is that for people to understand that regardless of your purpose and mission, there's something that you can do to assist another organization?
I appreciate that question. So I would truly say that it is almost impossible for any of us to do anything individually. I believe in collaborating. I've been working with a lot of organizations over the past couple of years. But one thing that I do realize is that when we all come together on a greater scale and begin to collaborate, we make a greater impact. So instead of creating temporary change, we can create a something that is more permanent. And I feel like as we are collaborating, you know, one organization can have one vision and another organization can have another vision, but they have the same audience. And if we are providing food and you all are providing clothing, then we come together and we're able to create a greater impact concerning that. So I think that it is very important that, you know, especially in the nonprofit sector, that we do it greater together. You know, let's just all come together and put our heads together, our missions, our visions, and what one organization probably cannot supply, another organization probably can. And at the end of the day, you are able to meet the needs of the people in the community on a greater scale.
Hmm. So Deidre, so what's the problem with that? Why is that not happening as it should? Now, I'm not saying it's not happening, but why is it not happening as it should be?
Well, I'm going to speak to the arena that we work in, which is underserved and underprivileged communities. So I'm going to take it from that perspective. A lot of times it's about communication. Just like you said, sometimes I think sometimes people just don't realize the importance of teamwork. There is a saying that some people think may be a cliche, but it says teamwork makes the dream work. It's very true. It's very crucial, especially in the area of what we're talking about. When we're talking about creating change, right? We see a problem. You see a problem, you identify the problem, and then you work toward getting solutions. Another problem is that it comes from knowledge. It comes from education. We have got to educate ourselves on the issues at hand. A lot of people complain about things, right? When I was in the military, I had a mantra by myself, which was, don't come to me with a problem unless you have a solution. You know? And we can complain a lot of stuff. We can see the homelessness. We can see the need for our youth to have plans, have goals, have college educations. We can see the poverty there. It exists in our community every day. We see it. How do we get involved? How do we become that change agent? Stop looking for other people to do it. We are the change agents. If we come together and there is a knowledge resource there, share your knowledge, what you know, and let's make it happen.
Mm. Well, and that's great. Absolutely. And I absolutely agree with that, that, you know, there's no sense in holding on to something that someone else can use to help somebody else progress with. But I'm going to be real, because it's real talk. One of the problems that I've seen thus far, just a little bit, is that some organizations are afraid that another organization is gonna make them look bad, or another organization is gonna trump them, or another organization is gonna push them out of the way in what they're doing. And that's not even the focus, because you can have these organizations that's been around for a while, and then there's a new organization that comes along that's dynamic, that's powerful, and that's that's not even thinking about pushing anybody out of the way. They're just doing it, just focused on what they're doing. And those older organizations won't assist those newer organizations because they are afraid, like, okay, now you're the new organization on the block, so if I give you help and you progress, then you're going to make me look bad. Okay? Now, that's the real side of it. Now, if I'm wrong, ladies, you tell me. You correct me if I'm wrong, but that's being real, because as we continue to move forward, and I know that C4 is a really well organized organization, a smart organization, a knowledgeable organization, and some people are going to feel intimidated by that because of all the knowledge that you have and the knowledge that you share. So have y'all experienced that yet, where organizations don't want to affiliate with you, don't want to be together and organize with you because they are afraid?
Let me just say this. One thing we're really, really focusing on is not to focus on that. Is that a problem territorial? That's with anything you go into, whether it be business, whether it be nonprofit work, whether it be church ministry, whatever. If you get caught up in that, you'll get discouraged quickly. But what we want to do is focus on where we can collaborate. Focus on those organizations who do want to reach out. Focus on those business who do want to do that. Because part of the change comes from mindset. So I think with our organization, one thing that I'm going to always harp on is, you know, long as we're doing this for God, He opens the doors. We just do the work. We're just the vessel. So, yes, are there issues like that? Yes, I believe that wholeheartedly. There are going to be organizations out there who think like that. It's not my job to convince them that I'm not a threat. If we spend all of our time doing that, we're going to be spinning our wheels, right? So our focus, which is watch the results. That's all I'm going to say. Watch the results. The results is what changes the mind. You get what I'm saying? When I see the result, I already know. Because I'm here in Dallas. I'm here in Forney, right? But I see the work that you're doing. I see the work that your organization is doing. I want to be a part of that. And it has nothing to do with titles. It has nothing to do with recognition. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the results that you're doing. So I don't want to hog the mic, but that is the reality of where we're at.
That's good. That's good. Shanisha, go ahead.
I think my intake on that is I do we have not had any of those challenges as of yet. Will it present itself? Probably. But I do honestly feel that as long as we keep our hearts in the right place, and as Deidre said, keep our minds on God, then, you know, as long as once we plant the seeds, God is going to give the increase. We're not in this for competition. We're not in anything to be seen. As a matter of fact, I think both of us have the same passion. We like to be in the background. But there comes a time when you have to come to the forefront, and that's what it is with C4. We are not in it to be seen. We're not trying to take anybody's territory. We just want to do the work of the Lord. And, you know, if those opportunities do present themselves, then we just have to stay forward, and we will go, you know, continue to put our hands to the plow. But when you're doing anything, you do it unto God, you know, and if that's your heart and if that's your focus, then you have nothing to worry about. So, you know, we are praying that, you know, we're going to collaborate with multiple organizations, and I do believe that God is going to open those doors. But for whatever reason, if that's not the case, then it's okay, you know, because what we do, we're doing it for the right reason. And for that, you know, as Deidre stated, we're not concerned about any of the other stuff.
That's good. That's good. And you're absolutely correct that when your focus is your focus is off and your focus begins to go toward that drama and all that other stuff, then it could easily cause stagnation in the organization, you know, because you're so focused on all that other stuff and trying to get yourself out of all that craziness. And like I said, like Deidre said, the work is going to speak for itself. I can give you a prime example. Just by being able to do the few things that we've done here in this area, Galena, Harger Heights, Temple, and things like that, I never knew that the city of Killeen was actually watching. So a council person that is on the city of Killeen council saw another organization as something that they were doing and said, hey, call Pastor Sago and his Blessings on the Block community outreach. You guys will be able to do great things. So that person called me, and now that me and that person, we're working together with things. So the work is going to speak for itself. And what the plan that C4 has is powerful, and I'm just so excited for what you all are getting ready to do, what C4 is getting ready to do, because again, it's gonna be very, very powerful. So what is the what's the organization's main focus? I mean, is there are you focused on a number of different things, or are you kind of dwindled down to say, okay, this is our focus right here? So what's the main focus of C4?
So currently we have four specific programs, four types of outreach that we want to focus on. And in a new organization, we always want to start off with the amount that we can handle. So our four main programs are, and I'm going to name the programs that we came up with the names because they're very important. Our first program is called SOAR. It's called, and it stands for Sounds of Affirmation and Redemption. And that's about a culture change for our young people. We want to reach our youth, our at-risk youth. And we want to, what do we mean? We're talking about people who are kids that are having trouble in school. We're talking about homelessness. Our youth are home. There's young youth that are homeless. They can't go to. They can barely get through school because they don't have a place to stay. We're talking about drug addictions, things like that. Suicide, mental issues, things like that. Anything that we would consider at risk. Our focus is to reach those people, the unforgotten folks. The folks that people have thrown in the towel on, those are the folks that we're focusing on to meet their needs. That's one of our programs. Then we have what we call a vet check program, which focuses on the transition process for our military that are going into civilian life, which we all know that military, you know, the service itself, it can leave a burden on a person. It can leave scars and wounds. And so we really want to make that transition for them leaving active duty to civilian life a smooth process. So we are focusing on helping with benefits, enrollment, health care, mental issues, all of those things. Then we have a program called RICH, which really focuses on financial education and wealth building in our community. So we're going to talk about we have programs in place to reach the individuals dealing with poverty, to address poverty in our community, as they say, you know, in our hood. When we talk about investing and things like that, we want to address that. And then our last program is called Beauty for Ashes, B4A, and it addresses the housing issue. We know that, you know, home ownership makes a difference in the life of the people in a family. A stable place to stay is going to bring differences in all, whether it be financially, whether it be a kid staying in school because they got a warm bed to go to. That's what we're talking about, and living spaces. So all of these rundown houses that we see in our communities because of, you know, people not serving, you know, people not addressing those issues, we want to come to the community where those are, and we want to turn those into nice living spaces, places where you want to go and stay. That hood mentality, you want to take it and change it to playgrounds and walking trails where I'm not afraid to go out in my community. I want to walk the trail. I want to walk the sidewalk. I want to go in the park and not be afraid. So those are the four, man. I want you to remember your listeners, I'm asking them to please remember those names. So if you hear about it, talk about it, you know, those are the things that we're, those are the programs that we have in place right now the issues that we're trying to solve. Shanisha, you can add to that if there's time.
Oh, there's time. Go ahead, Shanisha.
She really summed it up. I don't have anything. That those are four programs that we are focused on.
Okay, good. And what I see and what I'm hearing, especially, I think what a lot of times, a lot of outreach, not all, but a many number of outreaches, they tend to want to give, and they want to provide, so they want to pour onto people. When I say pour onto people, they want to pour onto people, but then they forget about pouring into them. And pouring into them is the way of making causing them to make that change to see things different, to have a more panoramic view of life, of what's going on, and like you said, Deidre, talk about finances and money and show our vets, you know, what we can do, because you and I both know that little stuff that they give you for a week, that doesn't prepare you for civilian life. It really doesn't. You know, it just gives you enough information to be able to not even be semi dangerous. That's all it does. So I see what I really see is that, you know, C4 is really about pouring in to people, and as well as providing and giving them those things, but pouring into them, because when we pour into people, that change becomes more more prevalent when you pour into them instead of just pouring on top of them and just continuing to pour on top of them, and then they have this mentality, well, they're going to pour on top of me, so I don't have to do anything, so they're going to continue to pour on top of me. But when we pour into them, and this is what I see C4 is doing, pouring into people is really, really important. So Shanisha, and I know we talked about this originally. So, y'all have board members like stretched across the globe. All right. So, was this on purpose, or was this by mistake?
It was. Let's just say that it was preordained.
Okay.
I would definitely like to say that God was totally in the midst of this. What we did was, you know, Deidre and I began to collaborate, and we wrote a list of the people that we know and who we felt would be qualified. And what we did was we began to have interviews, because, you know, she have the people from her professional background and you know, her connections and stuff, and I have mine. And what we did was we had interviews over Zoom, because we wanted to get a feel for each other's candidate. You know, because if she feels like somebody's qualified and I feel like they're not qualified, then, you know, in everything that we do, as far as C4 is concerned, we're walking in unity. You know, we're going to see eye to eye, you know, in everything, by the grace of God. And we began to do interviews and stuff, and the people that she was suggesting and the people that I was suggesting, we was vibing like, okay, you know, and then we even realized more about each other, because we realized that we are a good judgment of character. You know, but yeah, it was totally unplanned, but it made a full circle. So we were totally impressed with one another's candidates. And when we spoke to them, you know, most of them were elated. They were excited. You know, they were ready to come aboard. They're all from professional backgrounds. A lot of them, I think every last one of them are military affiliated, either retired military or otherwise. So, you know, it was definitely predestined. It was all God. I can definitely say that. So we're excited about our board.
Yeah. Hey, well, Deidre, since she said that, so just kind of, so for the listeners to hear, when I say spread out across all kinds of different states, just name some of the states that some of your board members are from, so they can understand what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, of course, we have the great state of Texas that's represented.
Always.
Then we have Then we have Colorado. We have board members in Georgia. We have board members in Virginia. And we have one that's en route to North Carolina. So it spread out significantly.
yeah, definitely. And see, just like Shanisha said, you know, God doesn't do what God does. Things don't happen on a whim. You know, especially if it's something that God is getting glory out of, and God is trying to progress, and God wants to shape. God is going to guide everything, and God is going to bring everything together, so God can get the glory out of it. So that's exciting to hear, man. Y'all got, I mean, it's everywhere, and I saw the website, man, and the website is great. As a matter of fact, tell the people where they can go, and they can find out more information about C4, the website.
So the website is...
I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Shanisha.
So the website is cico4change.org, and that is spelled C as in cowboy, C-I-C-O, the number 4, the word change, and it is .org. That is also our handle on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our handle is Cico4Change.
All right. And look, y'all, I'm going to say this. They not going to see it, probably, but I'm going to say it. All right. Look, nonprofit organizations need help. All right. Nonprofit organizations need help. Nonprofit organizations work off of funds from personal donors and certain businesses and things like that. So look, I will encourage you that once you go on that website, donate to C4 because they are doing they're sending on some great stuff. So donate to C4, give to C4. Any little bit helps. I mean, if you can only give $5, that's cool. That's all right. If you can give $10, that's cool. All right? If you can give $2, that's cool, because that $2 will help C4 progress in what they want to do. So I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's listening, hey, give the C4. As a matter of fact, Deidre or Shanisha, whichever one, tell people how they can give.
So Shanisha just gave the best way and the quickest way is to go to our website, cico4change.org. You can click on the Get Involved tab, and there is a link right there that you can give. It says Donate Now. You can go straight to the link and make a donation right there. That's our most efficient, most you know, just the easiest way to do it. They can also reach out to us on Facebook. Both she and I, our website is there on Facebook. And if they want to inbox us, let us know, and we'll also give those, you know, just the other methods if they want to, you know, mail it. They can even mail it to our organization. And all that information is there on that website. So even if you forget, if you go to that website, the information is all there and readily available for those individuals. And we would just appreciate. And can I just piggyback on what you said real quick, Pastor Sago, about nonprofit and giving? I want to make this point about giving. You know, a lot of the community work that you're going to see, the people who are really handing out food and backpacks and supplies and all of that, you know, those are those local organizations that you're going to see on a face-to-face. And I could name these big organizations, but I'm not going to. But what I really want to encourage those people to do is really get involved in the and work with the nonprofits. Put your dollar to the person that you see out there passing out those backpacks, to the person you see handing you bags of food. Those are those critical organizations in your community that's going to make a difference. And it's so vital. You know, a lot of them, like you said, the budgets are constrained, and every dollar counts, every cent that you give them, you know, and it stays local. You're going to see the benefit of it. So I would really encourage people you know, instead of giving that big money to those big organizations, deposit it right there in your hood. Deposit it right there in your school. Deposit it right there in your community where you're going to get the benefit. Your children are going to get the benefit, and it's going to work, in that community's favor a lot quicker than some of those other dollars that you may or may not see.
Absolutely, and that is a great. Great, great, great point. Because how can I say this without saying in an organization? So there's organizations, and look, okay, let me say this first. Okay, people have free will. People can make whatever choice they want to make of what they want to do with their money or what they want to, or who they want to give their money to. I'm with that. I got to understand that, but. What I don't understand is that you have these organizations, organizations for animals and pets, which is cool. I got that. They have these nonprofits for animals and pets and things like that. So there are people who will give thousands and thousands of dollars to those organizations, and again, it's cool. But when we're talking about giving to an organization, like you said, will see, they can see what's going on in their communities. They can see they can see the growth. They can see the things that are happening in their communities. And a lot of times, people don't want to give to those. Now, do y'all have any thoughts on that? And kind of like exactly what you said, Deidre, you know, give to those organizations where you can lay your eye on. So if someone is collecting money because they're giving out food in an area that you stay in, then if you give, and on that date, if you're unsure about it, then you can get your eyes on that because you can ride right by that particular area that they say they're going to be in, and you can see if they're doing what they say. They were collecting these donations, these contributions for. So why do y'all see that happening sometimes, to where people don't want to give to what they can see, but they'll give to what they can't see?
I think for me, the biggest thing is trust. You know. Making sure that whoever the person is, whatever the organization is, that you build trust within that community. And as a nonprofit entity, you have a right, you have an obligation to be transparent. So make sure, you know, everybody can go to our website and they will be able to see where that money is going. Take pictures. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, if you trust a person, I'm going to give. So it's important that that trust is there between the community and the person that's raising funds. It's important that the leaders of that organization have a financial accountability system, i.e. the treasurer, and it's not their cousin Pookie, you know.
Right, right.
That, but it's important, you know. You don't need to make sure that whoever's over, you know, in charge of the finances has understanding of what their responsibility is in the financial realm, and that is to ensure the money is accounted for, because that is the role of the treasurer. You know, that's the role of the leader, the president. When you're in partnership with a board, they take fiscal responsibility for what that organization is doing. So I think that is the biggest thing, is to make sure there's a trust there, there's a transparency there, and people will give if they trust you. You know, that's just what I believe.
Right. Shanisha, what do you think about that?
Sometimes I think it is a lack of understanding. I think that people don't understand the greater impact that a lot of smaller organizations do have on the communities. And a lot of times, you know, people are willing to give to the bigger organizations because, you know, that's the name that you hear the most. You know, they have a reputation according to things that are being promoted. You know, whether they're doing the work or not, it doesn't matter. It's just the name that you're familiar with, the name that you know. So I think a lot of times it's a lack of knowledge. People don't understand the greater impact that smaller organizations are able to bring to the community. And I also think that, as Deacon was stating, it's also good to make you build up the trust, but also build up relationships so that people can see firsthand what it is that smaller organizations are doing. So relationship and trust, you know, those are the key words. And I think that, you know, the community, you know, just be willing to give us a chance. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. And relationships are really, really important because just in the short time that Blessings on the Block has been formed, and of course you both know we're still, you know, waiting to get things back from those people that are dragging their feet. I'm not going to say who they are, but building those relationships, just being able to get out and build those relationships has been really, really vital. And a lot of times building those relationships wasn't based on going somewhere to try to get people to do anything for Blessings on the Block community outreach. A lot of times building those relationships was just going and being involved in community activities, things that you just go and you just say, hey, I'm here to support what you need. I'm here. Or they see your face, so they say, okay, hey, I saw your face here. I saw you here. And next thing you know, you're introducing yourself, and what do you do? And now you're passing out business cards, and now you got their email, and now you emailing them because you have a question. Now they email you back. So then you begin those relationships. But in order to build those relationships, and again, this is from my experience, in order to build those relationships, we have to be out there, and we have to be able to get involved in the community, even when it's not for the benefit of the organization.
That's true.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that's spot on. That's right. Exactly right.
Right. Even when it doesn't benefit the organization, just being able to go out and support the community and be there for the community. Now, Deidre, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to put you on the spot. So we know that, I know, and I'm sure your board knows, and Shanisha knows, that you have an expertise in nonprofit organizing. So is there anything else that C4 provides to assist other organizations besides what C4 is solely focused on? Is there any type of assistance, because of your expertise, is there any type of assistance that C4 does provide to newly formed organizations that are looking for that help, or that are trying to find their way and trying to figure this thing out, but they just can't reach the right avenues to figure it out?
Yes. And I thank you. That is I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about that, because that is a great part of what we want to do as well. You know, for me, I've always had this saying that knowledge is purpose. And God didn't send me to school. I'm thankful. As you were saying, I just got a master's degree from, let me give a shout out to my alma mater right here, UNT Dallas. A great program, a wonderful program that is amazing. And everything that I was able to learn in that program has benefited C4. And working with Shanisha, we've worked together to be able to build a knowledge base that we want to share. You know, there's so many people who give back on a daily basis, but maybe they don't have that academic knowledge, that that structure, that paperwork, or, you know, the what we like to call best practice when you're working in an organization. Maybe they don't have that. Well, we want to be that plug that gap, plug that hole right there in that organization, help that person get their organization off the ground, use best practices, use things that we have, tools. We want to be that resource. So C4 has a program that we called a Become a Future Community Builder. And I have the privilege of, you know, we've already been doing it, working with organizations that we say, hey, we're here for you. So whether they take it, we don't worry about it. We just offer it. It's up to them. So we've got we can help you file that organization, that beginning paperwork with the, you know, with big government to get it off the ground. We can come and evaluate your program, see how you're doing with the program, and help you improve it. We can do all of those things. So, again, if you go to our website, you can click on Get Involved. And our website is SECOForChange.org. You can go to that website, click on that link, and it will take you to a form that will allow us to communicate with you, and you can get the assistance that you need. Because one thing about us, we're about doing things right. And we want to make sure that, you know, if there's something that we can help you with, something to help you build, we are here for you. So yeah, get in touch with us. We're waiting.
And they're absolutely serious about that, ladies and gentlemen, because you know, I've reached out to them because I was just honest with them. I say, look, I understand church planning. I got that. I understand how to plan a church from the ground up. But as far as, you know, getting my feet wet with a nonprofit, you know, where do I go? And I understood some of the same paperwork was similar. Of, you know, getting formed with the state, you have to, that stuff was kind of similar. But when it comes to that paperwork for that 501c3, I'm like, look, I have no idea what I'm doing with this. So they will definitely help you. So if you have a heart to begin an organization, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you that when they say that they are here, when Deidre and Shanisha say they are here to guide you in whatever way that they can. They mean that. Now, that doesn't mean that they're gonna do it for you. Don't get it twisted. But they will they will guide you and show you and give you the proper tools that can help you, because they have provided me with many things that I am using right now for Blessings on the Block that's helping it to be a success. So C4 is really there to help those that are striving to do better in their organizations. So I gotta put this out here because I need people to be able to be a part of it. So now you all have your virtual grant opening coming up. So tell the listeners about that and when that is.
Do you want to? You want to go ahead first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. The virtual grand opening is going to be January the 9th at 1:00 p.m. That is going to be streamed on Zoom, but we are also going to stream it on Facebook Live as well. So people will be able to watch it on our Facebook page. And that's what we're going to introduce people. We're going to let the community know exactly who we are, what we're doing, and, you know, that they can look forward to. That is our virtual grant opening at 2:00 p.m. We're going to have our first outreach, which is going to take place in Rockville, Texas. Because C4, one thing that was not, I think that we probably did touch base on, but C4 is not just working in, we're all over the community, you know, and by the grace of God, we are an international nonprofit. And our first outreach is going to take place in Clarksville, Texas, and we're going to bring a care and share closet to the local middle school and high school that's in that particular city. So that is going to take place at 2 p.m. on January the 9th. That's also going to be streamed on Facebook Live. And then on January the 19th, we have our first, we're going to have our virtual vision board. We're going to have a virtual vision board party. We're praying that people will, you know, join us on January the 19th. That's going to take place at 6:00 p.m. So, yes, if people want to please remember those dates, January the 9th is the grand opening of C4. We are elated about that, you know, because we're ready to put our hands to the plow. So January the 9th is our big day. Our grand opening is going to take place at 1:00 p.m. 2:00 p.m., we're going to do our first outreach as C4. And then on January the 19th, we have our first event, the Vision Board Party.
Right, absolutely, and that's great. And look, definitely, I need to get that. I'm already RSVP for the virtual grand opening. So y'all need to please make sure that I get that link for that. They're actually the link for the Vision Party, and also the link for the virtual grand open. So please make sure I get that link, y'all, because I definitely want to be a part of that and just show my support in whatever way I can to help C4, because C4 has been showing Blessings on the Block Community Outreach, and of course, Pastor B with Light Hope Fellowship Ministry, y'all been showing us the utmost love. So I definitely want to show that love back by doing what we can to be able to do this thing together, because that's what it's about. It's about doing this thing together. If we don't switch our focus on making sure that we're doing this thing together, that it's not about us, and that it's about getting out there and serving people. When I say we, I'm talking about all of us who have an organization or even want to be a part of an organization. We have to have a different mindset, and we have to have the heart to serve. Because there's a difference between serving and being a servant. That's two different things, and people don't understand that. People saying, "Well, if I serve, I'm a servant." Well, anybody can serve, but a servant is one that has that heart to serve. That no matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on, no matter how they're feeling, then they are going to do what they have to do to serve. And a great example you can see that if you go to a restaurant and you have a waiter or a waitress, a servant who has that heart to serve, that passion to serve, they gonna smile, they gonna tell you they gonna give you what you need, they gonna be there, they're gonna be three steps ahead of serving, being able to serve those people that they are that they're serving. But someone who's just serving, those ones that you don't see, your water is empty, and you got to raise your hand and try to get them. And then when you try to get them to do their job, now they mad because they got to come and give you water. So those are people that you're serving. But when we have the mentality to be a servant, ladies and gentlemen, things are shifted. And we understand that it's not about us, but it's about God's people. I'm done. So hey, really quick, Shanisha, Ms. Deidre, and give y'all final shout out. Hey, Shanisha, tell them where they can go and check out more about C4.
So once again, everybody can go and visit our website at cicoforchange.org. That is cicoforchange.org, and you can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and our handle is Seco4Change. So as long as you remember that, Seco4Change, you can always find C4.
And you can give your contributions through that website as well, ladies and gentlemen, so definitely do that. So, hey, Ms. Deidre, give your final shout-outs before we get out of here on the night.
Okay, so I just really want to thank TPV Radio that allowed us to come on today and really share what God is doing through C4. I really want to thank you, Pastor Sago, so much for the opportunity to come and just share what's on our hearts and our vision. I want to give a shout-out to my family, my husband, Ronald, my daughter, Riley, and my family, my mother, and the whole Clarksville community is where I come from, that inspires me every day to give back, to make a difference. And I want to give a shout out to my co-founder, my partner, my sister, Shanisha, who just she puts up with me, and I just want to thank her, for co-laboring with me and this organization. I want to thank our board. I want to give a shout out to our board of directors, to those who have already contributed to us and already deposited, a pre-down payment on our vision. We really appreciate it. Even Blessings on the Block and just our friends and family who support us every single day, everybody. So thank you again. And it was just a joy and a pleasure. And I want to also, before I get out, I want to give a shout out to all of those people working in the community every single day that are giving back. People who are working without titles, working without motives, working without, and just giving out their own pocket to make a difference in the life of somebody else. I want to highlight my sister Angela, who is from here in the Dallas area, with her Angel's Heart Ministry. I want to shout her out. She's an inspiration to me, to helping unsheltered women here in Dallas. People like her inspire me and inspire C4 to do what we're doing. So we just want to shout them out and say thank you so much. And if we missed anybody, charge it to our head, not our heart.
Good. Denisha, go ahead and send your shout outs.
First and foremost, we want to thank God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for everything that He has done, the things that He is doing. And I agree with Deidre a lot as far as the community connections. Pastor Sago, we are so grateful for you, your vision, and things that you do, not only for the community, but also, you know, what you're doing in ministry, all of that. We're so grateful. My son, Rodriguez Maxwell Jr., my heart, I have to give my son a shout out. I love you, young man. If you're listening, I love you. To my leaders, my bishop, my first lady, Bishop Gatewood, and First Lady Gatewood, I just want to shout them out and tell them how much I love them and how much I'm grateful for them, my church family, and, you know, the rest of the community, all of the nonprofits that I've ever worked with, that I've had the privilege of working with, Miss Lolita Gilmore, all of you. I'm just so grateful. Mr. Calmore, the homeless outreach team here in Killeen, you know, it's just been such a pleasure knowing everybody, working with everybody, and we're looking forward to connecting in the future.
Amen, amen. Well, look, again, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it. This is C4. This is the, I like to brag and say I had the privilege of having the first radio interview with C4. So I'm going to brag. I'm going to boast about that. You know, I'm going to have my head big about that. But yo, look, I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for being with us. Hey, big up to y'all. And you know, you already know we here to support you, and we gonna do what it do together, and that's what it's about. So I appreciate you. I appreciate what y'all do. So hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, you just heard it right here. Introduction of C4 here on TBB Radio Network, the baddest radio station, the most controversial radio station, but all focused on Christ, all focusing on Christ here on TV radio. So, hey, you already know it's me. It's your brother, your cousin, your nephew. Hey, this is Pastor Byron Sago, Light Hope Fellowship Ministries. Real talk, and I'll holler at you soon. One.
Know somebody who knows somebody who caught somebody. They be smoking that drove, they be sipping that blow on the low when they pop that molly. They be drinking that lean, they be repping they team, they mean they the walking zombies. They HIV like Charlie Sheen, disease don't love nobody. They broke, they be selling that dope. Dope, mister, I be pushing that dope. Oh, baptize and watch them soak. So get them filled with the hope.
TPV Radio, Central Texas.